domestic election observers, CODEO is to deploy about 8,000 observers to all 275 constituencies tomorrow to monitor the conduct of the elections. CODEO has also hinted it will embark on parallel vote tabulation to make precise estimates of the presidential polls. At a pre-election news conference jointly addressed by Justice VCRAC Crabb and Professor Miranda Greenstreet, CODEO called on presidential candidates and their supporters to do everything within their means to maintain peace throughout the elections and its aftermath. George Asekere was at the news conference and joins me in the studio. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, can you give us more details about the issues that were raised by CODEO?
Yes. First and foremost, like you indicated, they are deploying 8,000 observers onto the field. Out of the number, 7,000 will be stationary observers, whilst 1,000 of them will be floating observers. In addition to that, CODEO has 550 supervisors on the field. So basically what they are going to do is that by 6 a.m., all the observers will be at the polling stations and will be there till the results are counted, declared and transmitted. They are going to do 5 different reports to the center here in Accra. First, they will report on the arrival, they will report on the setup, they will report on the voting, report on the counting. Then they will be sending text messages as to whatever happens there. Now, when they send that, there's a data center that has been established at the Ghana India Kofi Annan International Peace Keeping Training Center. They will receive every information there and then do their tally to see what is happening on the field. In addition to that, CODEO says that they have spoken with the police, they have spoken with the Electoral Commission, and they are confident that everything is set for the elections to be conducted peacefully. The news conference was jointly addressed by two co-chairpersons of CODEO, Professor Miranda Greenstreet, and then Justice VRCA Crabb, former Crabb. They addressed the press conference. They were appealing to all Ghanaians to help ensure what they call it visibly transparent elections. To them, Ghana is a beacon of hope in Africa, and the whole globe is looking at us. So the appeal is that we should all help in ensuring that once again we affirm our determination to democratic governance through election by making this exercise peaceful. Professor Greenstreet spoke first. Let's hear what she had to say.
CODEO's primary and broad objective is to complement the efforts of Ghana's Electoral Commission and indeed all stakeholders in ensuring transparent, free, fair, and peaceful elections in this dear country of ours. So what does CODEO seek to do? CODEO seeks to promote issue-based campaigning. CODEO promotes free, fair, and transparent elections. CODEO builds confidence in the electoral process, encourage citizen participation in the electoral process, prevent and or manage conflicts, and lend legitimacy and credibility to electoral outcomes. CODEO's preparations for Election Day field observation, including the deployment of rapid response observers, those we term RROs, and roaming observers, ROs, commenced in September with a national training of trainers workshop for its 30 regional coordinators.
Now, George, that was Professor Miranda Greenstreet,
yeah.
I guess. Now, CODEO also spoke about parallel vote tabulation. How is that going to work?
What they do is that they have a system, and their methodology is to have representatives at a fairly representative constituencies, the collation centers. So whilst the elections are being, the votes are being counted, CODEO is also doing a parallel tabulation. Then at the end of the day, they will want to see whether what they have is a reflection of what the Electoral Commission has in order to make estimates of the fairness of the presidential poll. This is purely for the presidential election. So the interesting thing is that whatever results that CODEO will get, weeks from their prior tabulation, they will not announce it until the Electoral Commission has announced and declared the winner of the election.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was George Asegre. He just came in from a press conference by the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO.